And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Joe Metter and Carol Metter, both from the Coast Guard Auxiliary Area 1 Division. Joe is the commander and Carol is the vice commander of Division Area 1. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start out by talking about what the Coast Guard Auxiliary is and what your service area is here as part of Division 1.
The auxiliary here in Division 1, our primary resource, our sources are safety. And we teach everything from the kindergarten grades all the way through adulthood in water safety. And it's so important here in Alaska with our cold waters. We moved from Florida, and we were used to leaving our life jackets on the back of the seat when we fished. After the first cold water film, when I got associated with the auxiliary, I immediately got a life jacket to fit me really good, and I never go fishing without it. And we emphasize that in all of our safety programs. Throughout the school system here, with public education, and we try to follow through with our boat inspections to make sure that all the boats and the vessels that go out on the seas here are safe for the families.
And you're a team, and you serve all of Southeast, Carol?
Yes, Division 1 serves Juneau, Sitka, Petersburg, and Ketchikan. Mm-hmm. And we have facilities there, and we also have boat facilities here that we use to go out on the water.
Now, you two are located on the Coast Guard Cutter Maple Dock, on the dock right there in the building.
Yes, we're in the building on stilts as you come down the dock to the right. It needs a little paint, but we found out that this year they've actually got some funding to get all the area painted, so we will get a new paint job.
Now, the facility that we have on the dock there is also a classroom. It has a large 52-inch TV on the wall that we present classes with. We can seat up to 10 comfortably. We have squeezed as many as 12 in. We have meetings the second Thursday of every month at 5 o'clock, and it's an open door. If you want to come visit and see what the auxiliary is about, you're certainly welcome. We have coffee and good conversation, and you can watch one of our meetings go through for about an hour.
So most school kids in Sitka will be familiar with you, or at least with your robotic boat that you take into the classrooms.
Just about everyone in schools know Coastie. Coastie is a robotic boat that they love dearly. They love his eyes. We haven't figured out why.
Big eyes, big smile.
And we've been looking for a big pair of sunglasses to put on him so they don't poke him so much. He teaches them a lot. They understand him talking to them a whole lot more than we do. What we teach them, they turn around and show Coastie. So it benefits them and us.
And you teach almost grade levels, and you scale up the content according to age.
In Sitka, we have the opportunity to teach first in kindergarten, third, fifth, seventh, ninth, and 11th grades here. Sitka is the only place that does that. A lot of the other areas aren't that fortunate, and we find ourselves very fortunate to let everyone know here, starting at an early age, how dangerous the water can be and what they can do to stay safe.
You know, we try to pattern our courses, especially for the kindergarten and first grade. We pattern those courses mainly for life jackets and some of the safety positions that you can get into if you do fall in the water to try to keep yourself warm, since our waters here are extremely cold, even in the summertime. And for the normal person, they're very cold. But we show the kids how to wear their life jackets properly. If you've got a child and he's got a strap that comes through the legs, and he says, "Hey, Mom or Dad, I need to button up my mouse's tail," they get that from us because we try to put a little humor into it so the kids will actually associate that safety device and not leave it hanging loose. It'll catch on something if they were to, you know, be in the water, and it would actually hinder their safety. Once we get into the third grade, which is my favorite, we teach hypothermia. And hypothermia, people think of water. You can get hypothermia hiking down the trails when you're going out with your parents or friends in the woods. wet environments. Your body gets wet, so you could get hypothermia. We teach them how to recognize it. We don't scare them in the way that, gosh, you could die from this. You know, we try to teach them that, you know, recognize it, what to wear, and that's where we start teaching labels. We tell them to look at their clothing, find out if they've got something on that's going to either they can wring it out and get dry if they do get wet, or prevent them from getting wet and soaked when they do go out. We tell them that cotton is good. We don't want them to go home and throw away all their cotton clothes, which scared me to death one day. But we do want them to recognize that what they do put on, especially in a third grade, they're eager to learn, and they also want to read labels. And usually the teachers, I know at Keat, I don't say it right half the time, Keat Gushaheen, if we're coming in with our program, they're usually already teaching labels and label identification in that class, which really associates good with our program. If we have to pattern and change our programs to meet the clientele, we do it. Mm-hmm. And we always run it through the higher echelon and Coast Guard to make sure that we're doing it right.
Well, you two are volunteers, so this must be a passion for you because you work very hard.
Yes, it has become a passion. When we first joined, we just joined just to see what was going on. We came from Florida where there was also auxiliary, but a different scale of auxiliary. They didn't do a whole lot. There's lots of members, and the ones we associated with wasn't something we wanted to do. When we got up here and met Myron Wheeler, that got us to come to our first meeting, it was very, very eye-opening of what goes on. And we've been active ever since.
And this is a very busy month for you because it's Boater Safety Month. What have you been doing?
It's also a month that, I don't know if everybody knows it or not, but Governor Walker signed a executive proclamation for addressing this as Boater Safety Month, and especially this week is Boater Safety Week. We offer free boat inspections. We have a phone number here. We'll just hand out Carol's number. It'll cover all the Southeast. She can pass on to the other divisions that want to know where they can have somebody come out and inspect their boats. Most all of our folks are boat inspectors. We do go as high as the UPVs, which is commercial. We do have commercial fishing boat examiners also. And this is the time to get it done before you get out on the water and find out that, hey, I should have had this, I should have had that, because it means either something that was going to save your life or your family members. And I don't think you can put a price on that. And we charge nothing. So this is all free. We work free. We're a diverse organization. We accept members in wheelchairs. We accept members that don't have boats. You don't have to have a boat to join our auxiliary. There's a place for you if you want to serve the community and you want to get the most out of what you can offer to the community. This is the place to do it. We're 30,000 members strong. And what President Trump liked about it, we're free. So we cost the nation nothing except just to put up with us.
So can folks call Carol, you, if they would like to learn more about that as well as the inspections?
Definitely. I do multi-hat jobs here, so if you get my number, which you want me to give it to him?
Sure, go ahead.
907-738-5388. And if you just leave a message, we'll get back with you, maybe not right away or immediately, because this is a very busy month. The Salmon Derby starts, I think, this weekend. We'll have one of our facility boats out on the water just patrolling. If anybody runs into trouble, we'll be around for the first 3 days. So, like I say, it's very diverse. Take me from there.
We cover every facet of safety, especially for the community. And Carol's phone number that she gave out, she will, if you want to call her, even if you're in another area that is not covered by Sitka, we will get the information to the folks out there so that we can get you properly inspected or answer some of your questions that you might have. If we don't know the answer, we will try to find out. I don't think we've ever turned anybody down. If we don't know, we will find out.
And so for the auxiliary, you're looking for really anyone who's interested. And you can put their skills to use, whatever those skills may be.
Definitely. We want people to join, but we don't want them to join thinking this is a country club, because We need members that will want to participate in some way to help either the flotilla, the auxiliary, active duty, and our community. We really need active people. Our age group is getting much more mature now, so younger members would be very welcome, our mature ones.
In a disaster, heaven forbid, anywhere, I know that down in Washington when they had the fires, the auxiliary was there to man phones for people that was trying to get communications in and out. I know with the mudslides here, we had very little part the Coast Guard did as far as working some command post. I have personally, and Carol has too, worked some of the oil spills that we've had here locally. So there's many, many things you can do. And even if you're not on the water, when they set up the command post for any kind of disaster, there's multi-facets of operations that go in together, such as the police department, the fire department, the Coast Guard, all these different groups, HAZMAT, HAZPRO. We work the records department. I never got on the water in one of them. I worked the records department where all these people brought stuff in and forwarded someplace. So the diversity, I don't care if you're in a wheelchair, whatever you're doing, there's a job for you.
Okay. And is there anywhere people can go to find out more about boating safety? Is there a website or are there handouts?
There's handouts. There is a website. Just go to uscgox.gov or .com and just put in your search pattern and you can find out. You can actually get an application on there. I have applications at the office if somebody just wants to holler, say, hey, I'd like an application. So there's many facets that we have handouts just about every business in town that have some kind of information for the auxiliary. And we'd be glad to hear from anyone and everyone.
Well, great. We are unfortunately out of time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. And all the boaters, be safe out there.
We've been speaking with Joe and Carol Metter. They are Division Commander and Division Vice Commander with the Coast Guard Auxiliary Area 1.